With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court seems inclined to keep Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook in her job, casting doubt on President Trump's bid to wrest control of the nation's central bank. During oral arguments today, Justice Brett Kavanaugh imagines that perpetual retribution would result for future political appointees if the case involving Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook should become a new standard.
If this were set as a precedent, it seems to me, just thinking big picture, what goes around comes around. All the current president's appointees would likely be removed for cause on January 20th, 2029, if there's a Democratic president, or January 20th, 2033.
Both conservative and liberal justices voiced skepticism over Cook's firing. Meteorologists warn that a stretched polar vortex could bring severe winter weather to much of the United States. This week, warm Arctic waters and cold continental land are combining to send sub-zero temperatures, heavy snow and ice across the eastern two-thirds of the country. President Trump has announced he is canceling a planned tariff on U.S. allies in Europe over Greenland. The decision follows an agreement with NATO on a framework for a future Arctic deal. Earlier, Mr. Trump insisted on acquiring Greenland but said he would not use force. His comments have sparked concerns about a potential geopolitical standoff. Denmark remains firm on its sovereignty over Greenland. On Wall Street, a recovery day as the Dow was up by 588 points. The Nasdaq rose 270, with the S&P 500 advancing 78. This is SRN News. A Maryland jurisdiction abandons prayer, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Wicomico County Council says it will no longer open meetings by reciting the Lord's Prayer for fear of being sued. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been threatening the council, and a spokesman for lawmakers says, quote, legal counsel advised that any challenge would likely require litigation through the U.S. Supreme Court level, with no reasonable expectation of success. Many smaller counties cannot afford a lengthy legal battle. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's been just over a year since Syrian dictator Bashar Assad was driven from power by a coalition of Muslim radicals. Assad provided a measure of protection for Christians in the country, and it's unclear what the future will hold. International Christian Concern says the situation and safety of believers in Syria continue to be precarious. About 10% of the population is Christian. This is SRN News. A government watchdog will pursue its allegations that Meta is a monopoly. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Federal Trade Commission says it's going to appeal a federal judge's November ruling in a historic antitrust case against Meta. The FTC alleges that for more than a decade, Meta Platforms has illegally maintained a monopoly in social networking. A ruling against Meta would have forced it to spin off its Instagram and WhatsApp. But following a trial, Federal Judge James Boasberg ruled the company does not hold a monopoly in social networking. Meta says in a statement that the court's decision was correct and that it will remain focused on innovating and investing in America. I'm Donna Water.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.